Hi, I'm Dave Summers, and welcome to AMA's Edgewise, where you will hear fresh insights from recognized thought leaders across a wide range of subject matters. AMA's Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. The AMA is a global leader in professional development and education, improving the immediate performance and long-term growth of individuals and organizations. Check us out on our website, www.amanet.org. Today, we'll be talking to Janie Smith, author of Creating Competitive Advantage and president of Smart Advantage Incorporated. Before we talk to Janie, we'd like to invite you to provide feedback on this podcast by either emailing us at podcast@amanet.org or calling us at 800-697-3406. Your email or phone message might be heard on a future episode. To kick things off on this program, we're going to go right to You've Been Spotted with Kevin Lee.
This is Kevin Lee. I'm in one of the AMA classrooms today, and I'm asking participants if they know what their company's competitive advantage is.
I'm in a software consulting company. We focus on rotating machinery, which actually tests jet engines for all of the airplanes from Pratt & Whitney, Boeing, GE, Rolls-Royce.
And so let me ask you, do you know your company's competitive advantage?
Yes, I do. We never leave a customer hanging. We stand by our work, we stand by our customers, and we support them with or without, you know, if they're in warranty or out of warranty. They all have multi-million dollar tests that are being run, so we make it a point to always stand by them and support them.
And so when you say you have extraordinary customer service, is that really something that's above and beyond the competition?
Absolutely. None of our competition will offer without charging their customers a lot of money for it. And we do it at a very minimal cost if they are out of warranty. But we always support them first and then work with them in the back end. We retain our customers. We've had customers for over 10 years now. And they keep coming back for more just solely because of our support.
I work in the food industry. We supply food to supermarkets, and I work as a project engineer. I think that in today's world where everybody's budget is getting cut, one of the things that the company has done very well is that it's maintained its commitment to education. A lot of companies, when they cut budgets, education is the first to go. In my company, they have gotten creative about how they go about education, rotating people for a certain amount of time in different positions. So they're getting the education of seeing how their decisions would affect other departments.
So you see this as something that your competitors don't do?
Exactly. The food market and the retail industry in general, there is a lot of copycats. And in an industry where in one day you can have, for example, shop from home via the internet, all your competitors will have that the next week. And the best way to stay competitive right now in this industry is to find out what your efficiencies are.
Yeah, I work for a medical company that provides kidney dialysis to patients in a clinical environment. So patients who have kidney failure come into a clinic 3 days a week. We differentiate ourselves in the marketplace by delivering a unique service that none of our competitors do, as well as have special technologies that aren't available to anybody else in the marketplace, and it enables our patients to get the best clinical results in the field. And this technology enables them to have better lives, live independently, better monitor their health situation, and give them a better quality of life, even though they're in a chronic kidney failure environment.
All right, so we've heard some examples of what many people in the current business community think is a competitive advantage. But is this really the case? More on this, and to dig deeper on the reality of the situation, is Janie Smith. Janie L. Smith is the author of Creating Competitive Advantage and president of Smart Advantage Incorporated, a marketing management consultancy whose clients range from mid-size to Fortune 500 companies. She consults nationally and internationally with CEOs and executives, helping their businesses define competitive advantages. Janie, we hear the term competitive advantage used all the time. What does that term really mean?
That's a really good question. So many organizations don't know that. They think they know what competitive advantage is. And I go in and I ask companies, what's your number one competitive advantage? And about 4 out of 2,500 CEOs could answer that question. They absolutely, positively confuse strengths with competitive advantages.
So then what is the difference between a strength and a competitive advantage?
A competitive advantage is that what differentiates you. A competitive advantage sets you apart from the competition. A strength is merely a given. A strength is that which you need to have just to be in business. Companies will say things like, they think their competitive advantages are that they have good customer service, good quality, knowledgeable people, good reputation, they're flexible, they're responsive. Those are just givens. You've got to have those just to be in business. They do not set you apart from the competition.
And going back to your point about companies not knowing their competitive advantage, why do you think that is the case?
That's a really good question, and I think that for so many years, companies have been doing the traditional SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and when they're listing their strengths, they have a tendency to believe that the strengths are their competitive advantage. And what I hope to convey to most of my readers in my book is that they understand that a competitive advantage is not a strength. A competitive advantage must be a statement about your deliverable that's objective and not subjective. When you tell me you have good quality, what does that mean? Your definition of quality and my definition of quality are likely light years apart. Your definition of good experience may not be what I think is good experience. And so a competitive advantage has to be objective, not subjective. And how do we do that? We make the statement quantifiable, not arbitrary. Don't tell me you have good customer service. Rather say, we have 25% more customer service reps than our competition. Or we answer the phone within 2 rings and we'll have a technician to your location within 3 hours. Be very specific about what you mean.
You know, that's a great point. So is there a process for companies to identify their competitive advantages?
Well, the first thing one needs to do is to list the company's deliverables. And in my work, I find it's very difficult often to get a company to focus more on their deliverables and less on their product and service. Technology companies, for example, are so caught up in their technology or their software and hardware that sometimes they can't think about everything else. Deliverables, other deliverables are things as simple as, what are your terms? Does your product provide more inventory turns than the next guy? Do you have on-time delivery and do you measure it? Do you have what do you mean by responsiveness? Can you get return all calls within an hour? That's what we're talking about. What are the deliverables a company has versus those things that are given and outside of the actual product? Now, that's not to say the product may not have competitive advantages. It might. Those are generally obvious. But the inobvious ones are where we get the real opportunity for creating new statements around competitive advantage.
Okay, give me an example of a company that identified its competitive advantage.
One of my favorite stories is a little company down in Florida, a technology company that started out in the restaurant business. The company was JTech. The owners of that company had originally had a restaurant, and it was a very successful restaurant for many years. But because it was so successful, the owners got very frustrated at watching customers come, find out they had to wait an hour for a table and leave. So these guys had a little bit of, they called themselves kind of technology geeks, and they said, well, let's do something about that. And they created the very first beepers, the ones that they give you when you go to a restaurant, and they put them, give them to you to say your table will be ready when this thing lights up. So these guys invented, the company was JTech, they invented these pager coasters, and they did really well for a few years. Well, along comes Motorola, the 800-pound gorilla in the beeper technology. They were the first folks to come out with beepers. They said, hey, we need to get a piece of this market share. We're going to create our own version of it. Well, they did that. JTech called me in and said, how can you help? What can we do? What competitive advantage could we possibly have over these people if they replicate what we've been doing? So we did a little work, and we found one statement, which was a wonderful competitive advantage, and it's very simple. And this is the kind of thing I see so many companies have, but they miss it. And the obvious statement was, of the 50 major restaurant chains in America, 100% use JTEC pagers. It's an incredible competitive advantage and competitive positioning statement, because what it says to the next restaurant owner is, do you want to buy ours, which is tried and true and out there and all the big boys are using it, or do you want to experiment with one that just rolled off the assembly line that isn't out there and tried and true like ours? And that single statement helped that sales force keep that competitor at bay, and they never entered the market, or at least not anything that even sliced off a little bit of market share.
What happens if a company fails to identify its competitive advantage?
A company's failure to identify competitive advantages can be deadly. Here's why. If you are not identifying competitive advantages and your sales force is not communicating them, then you have allowed yourself to become a commodity. If we allow ourselves to fall into commodity status, clearly the obvious margins erode, and we become history. Price is the only differentiator when we don't have other competitive advantages. And I always say, if your sales folks are out there saying the same thing as every other sales force, then the next question from the customer can only be, so what's your price? And that is the last question we want our customers asking. We want healthy margins, and we can do that by identifying clearly defined competitive advantages.
And what's the best way to communicate a competitive advantage?
The best way to communicate competitive advantage is, in my the best way I like to communicate is to say ad nauseum, every chance you get, you communicate competitive advantages, whether it's on your trucks, on your invoices, on your letterhead, on your business cards, every place that your customer may see or hear anything about your company. I like to use Continental Airlines as an example. They do a pretty good job of that. When you get on the airplane for a while, right on the fuselage at the jetway, you will see their awards, best place to work, touted by Fortune magazine 6 years in a row. Best place to work means for an airline, happy employees. Happy employees mean good experience. And so they're very clever. As soon as you're getting on the plane, you see it. The CEO comes on, the announce on the little TV that drops down and says, they used to say, we have one of the youngest fleets in the industry. Today, because other airlines have bought new airplanes, they now say we have one of the youngest fleets. So they have this competitive advantage about having new airplanes. Very smart. They took the lead when they had the newest, and they keep staying in the lead by saying we're not the only one with new airplanes, but we're one of the only airlines. So they keep that position out there. They have on the napkins on the airplane, they communicate, we fly to more worldwide destinations than any other airline. Everywhere your eyes fall when you're having an airline experience with Continental, they have posted somewhere a competitive advantage. And that's what I mean by ad nauseum. You want to be touting your competitive advantages everywhere. And I always sort of chuckle, because here's Continental Airlines putting it on the napkin. I'm a captive audience. I have nothing else to read but this napkin for 3 hours. And they're smart, and they let you know their reach. But other airlines, you get on, look at their napkins next time you fly. Nothing. It's a golden opportunity to communicate. So don't miss those golden opportunities. Every chance you get the word out.
How does this type of information help a salesperson?
This information helps a salesperson close much more effectively and more often. Because when the customer knows why they've chosen you beyond the price issue, then it's a slam dunk. Just like the JTEC example. It's easier for a salesperson to close when I know that you're tried and true and that more people are using you than someone else. That's a lead position. If I know that if delivery is important to me and you tell me 98% of the time you have on-time delivery, that's going to help me close. But if you say to me, we have really good delivery, I don't know what that means. So closing becomes a lot easier for the sales force because you are building credibility. And what I like to tell sales folks is your whole goal is to remove risk in the buying decision by building confidence. The more you remove risk and build confidence, the more you minimize price as an issue. And I've got example after example in the book that explains how every time you give a competitive advantage or competitive positioning state, ka-ching, you're adding a few more points to the margin. because you're not getting the customer focused on the price.
So the value for the salesperson is to have a customer-focused sales message, right?
A focused sales message that has everything to do with what's important to the customer. That's another key. So you bring up an interesting question, because when I ask companies, what's your number one competitive advantage, they all tout strengths. And first I have to bring them back to the basics and say, no, they're not strengths. The strengths are not competitive advantage. Then I ask another interesting question. I say, out of the three perspectives on competitive advantage, if I ask you, your customer, and if I ask your employees, what's your number one competitive advantage? And let's say we get three different answers, which, by the way, when I go to companies, I do get. What's going on? Well, number one, there's a mixed message. But number two, out of the three perspectives, yours, your employees, and your customers, which is the only perspective that counts? The customers. Which is the perspective we use when we design our sales and marketing? Ours. It's another big disconnect. We've got to get the perspective of the customer if we are to align our competitive advantages to the buying criteria of the customer.
Remember, we'd really like your feedback, so please drop us an email note at podcast@amanets.org or call us at 800-697-3406. That's 800-697-3406. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.